Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I am Nandita Khemka. It's Monday, the 25th of August. Let's take a look at the key cues and trends that will shape the day for the markets. It was a mixed week for equities. While the market closed Friday on a weak note, the broader trend remained positive with both the Sensex and Nifty logging their second straight week of gains, up about 1% each. The Nifty, however, snapped its six-day winning streak on Friday, sliding over 200 points to end below the 24,900 mark, while the Sensex shed nearly 700 points to close around the 81,300 level. Financials were the biggest drag, with the Nifty Bank falling over 600 points, but mid and small caps once again stood out, rising for the third consecutive week. In fact, the mid-cap index gained more than 2% for the week, comfortably outperforming the frontline benchmarks. Sector-wise, autos, realty and consumption stocks drove the momentum, cheered by expectations of GST rationalization. 35 Nifty stocks managed to end the week in the green, with Maruti, Nestle, Hero MotoCorp and HUL among the top gainers. In the mid-cap space, Phoenix Mills, Astral, L&T Finance and Paytm were the star performers. But Friday's session was a different story. Profit booking hit consumption names after their recent up move. Financials dragged and over 40 Nifty stocks closed in the red. Among the notable movers, Vodafone Idea surged 8% on reports of relief in AGR dues, while Uno Minda and Paytm continued to see strong buying interest. On the other hand, ICICI Lombard and Nazara Tech came under pressure. On the fund flow side, both foreign investors and domestic institutional investors were net sellers on Friday, with FIIs offloading over 1,600 crore worth of equities in the cash market. Today, markets will be reacting to US Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments in his final speech at the Jackson Hole Symposium. Powell hinted at possible policy adjustments while cautioning about inflation risks linked to US tariffs and immigration policies, which may slow labor force growth. The market will watch closely how this plays into expectations for the Fed's next move. Back home, experts say the short-term trend for the Nifty looks weak. They expect support in the 24,800 to 24,700 zone, while a move above 25,150 could revive bullish momentum. In cues to watch this week, well, US tariff deadline expires on the 27th of August, which happens to be a market holiday on account of Ganesh Chaturthi. Investors also await first quarter GDP data due on Friday and takeaways from Reliance's 48th AGM scheduled on the same day. Let's now take a look at the global cues this morning. Asian markets are off to a strong start, tracking Wall Street gains on hopes of a potential Fed rate cut. The Nikkei and Kospi are leading early trade with solid gains, while GIFT Nifty is signaling a positive open for Indian equities. In the US, the Dow closed at a record high on Friday, with nearly a 2% jump. But this morning, US futures have cooled off slightly after the rally. The spotlight was on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's remarks at the Jackson Hole Symposium. Powell signaled that a September rate cut may be on the table, cautioning that downside risks to employment are building, and if they play out, they could quickly translate into higher layoffs and rising unemployment. Markets reacted swiftly, with stocks staging a solid rally and the US 10-year yield falling over 7.5 basis points to 4.25%. The dollar weakened and gold prices climbed on growing rate cut expectations. Oil also ended the week higher amid geopolitical tensions, while in crypto, Ether touched a record high even as Bitcoin gave back its recent rally. And now let's move on to the stocks that could be buzzing in today's trade. Interglobe Aviation and Max Healthcare will be added to the Nifty 50 from the end of September, while IndusInd Bank and Hero MotoCorp will exit the index as part of the biannual reshuffle. Meanwhile, in the FTSE All World Index rejig, a number of Indian stocks will find entry from the 22nd of September. These include Indian Overseas Bank, Autumn Investments, Hexaware Tech, Cholamandalam Financial Services, Godfrey Phillips India, JK Cement, MCX and Narayana Health. Yes Bank will be in focus after the lender said Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation, or SMBC, has received RBI approval to raise its stake in the bank to as much as 24.99%. The approval is valid for 1 year, and importantly, SMBC will not be classified as a promoter of the bank. IDBI Bank will also see action after SEBI approved the reclassification of LIC as a public shareholder. in light of the bank's ongoing divestment plans. LIC's voting rights will be capped at 10% and post-divestment it will have to pare its stake to 15% or below within 2 years. For context, LIC currently holds just over 49% in IDBI Bank. Also in focus will be Mazagon Dock, as the centre has given clearance to Defence Ministry and the company to begin negotiations for the 70,000 crore rupee deal to buy 6 submarines to be built in India with German support under Project 75 India. Meanwhile, Brigade Enterprises has announced a new residential project in Bengaluru with a revenue potential of nearly 950 crore rupees. Titagarh Rail has bagged a fresh order worth 91.2 crore rupees from Banaras Locomotive Works, while RailTel secured an order of about 13 crore rupees from the Rajasthan Skill and Livelihoods Development Corporation. In the pharma space, Akum Drugs said it will be setting up a new manufacturing facility in Zambia with plans to export across southern Africa. Meanwhile, GMR Power and Urban Infra will be in focus after its board approved fundraising of up to 3,000 crore rupees through equity and NCDs. Lastly, watch out for export-oriented companies after government sources indicated that the centre is considering a 25,000 crore rupees support package under the new Export Promotion Mission. The plan includes the Niryat Protsahan and Niryat Disha schemes aimed at providing affordable credit, export quality compliance, branding support and warehousing facilities. It's time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Here is Nikhil Khandelwal of Systematics Group with his perspective on the consumption space post the announcement of the GST rate rationalization. Let's listen in.
No, I think as Indians, we are ever optimists. But most importantly, I believe, you know, the consumption side of economy is what drives India, what world sees as India and what world needs to see India as is our Indian consumption and our Indian consumers. As we get more strong, starting from rural and all the way to, the middle and higher middle class, which is happening through a lot of the factors which we discussed. As those data start to play out and I think that overall consumption boost happens very close to all this festive season, I believe the next 6 months in particular will be quite strong for the Indian economy as a large.
Before we wrap, amid a spate of block deals by promoters, market regulator SEBI has proposed raising the minimum order size for block deals on stock exchanges to 25 crore rupees from 10 crore rupees. The move aims to reduce manipulation in large trades and enhance market transparency. Alongside the higher order size, SEBI is reviewing the price mechanism for block deals as well. The regulator is considering widening the price band to up to 3% for non-derivative stocks while retaining the existing 1% band for F&O scrips. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.